Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with your news briefing. It's been revealed the COVID vaccine deals brokered by the former government will undergo an independent review.
It is entirely proper, I think, that we conduct an independent review of those arrangements to ensure that they are fit for purpose, both now, over the course of the rest of the year, and into 2023.
Health Minister Mark Butler there. He's also warned about the need to get boosters up to date as Omicron subvariants increase on the East Coast. It's also been announced the TGA has given a provisional determination for Pfizer's jab for kids 6 months to 5 years. Atagi still needs to give it the tick before a rollout will be considered. The Moderna pediatric vaccine is also before the TGA. Four people have now been charged in relation to the deaths of more than 50 suspected migrants found in a truck in Texas. The two latest individuals stand accused of smuggling-related offences, with both facing the prospect of either life in prison or the death penalty. Authorities regard the incident as one of the deadliest smuggling operations of its kind in US history. More than $12 billion in new transmission lines are needed to ensure the lights stay on, and work should begin as urgently as possible. That's according to AEMO, which has unveiled its roadmap today after it was forced to suspend the market earlier this month amid East Coast blackout fears. The energy operator outlining what's needed over the next 30 years to help keep power supply reliable while reducing emissions and keeping prices affordable. And an incredible tale of survival in Germany. An 8-year-old boy's been found alive in a sewer after going missing for over a week.
Listener.